From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Thousands observed a minute of silence Friday in Barcelona's main square for the victims of two vehicular attacks that left at least 14 people dead and more than 100 injured. The mayhem began Thursday in Barcelona when a van ran down pedestrians on Las Ramblas Boulevard, killing 13 and injuring 100 others. The van driver escaped on foot and is still being sought. Police arrested two people Thursday, but it's not immediately clear how they're connected to the attack. A third person was arrested Friday. In a similar attack hours later in Cambrils, a resort south of Barcelona, a car careened into pedestrians and a police vehicle. Police killed the five attackers, who they said also carried explosive vests, which later turned out to be fake. Six civilians and a police officer were injured in the Cambrils attack, with one later succumbing to her injuries. Sierra Leone's government buried more than 350 people in mudslides. Sierra Leone's government buried more than 350 people killed in the mudslides earlier this week in Freetown. The United Nations said the death toll is over 400. Another 600 remain unaccounted for. Sierra Leone's President Ernest Bai Koromo offered his condolences and support during the burial ceremony on Thursday.
We have come together to share the agony inflicted upon our nation by the pitiless floods and ferocious mudslides. This is another painful episode in our nation's history.
The government contends many victims ignored instructions to evacuate after it warned of a new danger from a large crack that had opened up in a mountainside. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is nearing a decision on a new strategy for the 16-year-old war in Afghanistan, the longest conflict in U.S. history. Ahead of a Friday meeting with Trump, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is not giving any hints of what the strategy would look like. Speaking to reporters Thursday in Washington, Mattis said, "We are coming very close to a decision, and I anticipate it in the very near future." Options include sending thousands of additional troops to the war-torn country or withdrawing them altogether, leaving private military contractors to help manage the country's tenuous security situation. After years of extensive support from the United States and other NATO member nations, the Afghan military is still struggling to resist the Taliban, which recently made advances in Afghanistan and the Pakistan border region. U.S. generals have described the conflict as a stalemate. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Dunford, is in Japan, reassuring a longtime ally they share a strong military alliance as the region faces a growing threat from North Korea.
So, Prime Minister Abe, I can tell you that the nature of our bilateral relationship, particularly at the military level, is rock solid.
Abe again expressed his appreciation to U.S. President Donald Trump for stating that all options were, quote, on the table in the face of North Korean hostility. Rwandan President Paul Kagame was sworn in for a third term Friday after winning re-election with nearly 99% of the vote. Many African leaders attended the ceremony in the capital, Kigali. The longtime president had described the August 4th election as a formality while campaigning. The East African nation has virtually no political opposition, and critics accuse Kagame of being intolerant of dissent. He denies that charge. Kagame has been de facto leader or president since the end of the 1994 genocide. Human Rights Watch said in a statement Friday that in the months leading to the election, it documented a pattern of harassment, arrests, and detentions of opposition party leaders, supporters, activists, and journalists. Kenyan officials should release local result forms from last week's disputed presidential election, says the head of the European Union mission that monitored the vote. More than a week after the election, Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, the IEBC, has yet to release all the vote totals from individual polling stations and constituency-level tallying centers. The issue has taken on urgency as opposition leader Raila Odinga said the election was rigged to favor the official winner, President Uhuru Kenyatta. The opposition is expected to file a challenge with the Supreme Court. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.